Scrooge, A Christmas Carol. Listen and enjoy. NR, 1 hour 59 minutes, Drama, 2023. I've always thought that one of the most immersive ways to experience stories was not through cinema, but through the medium of audio programs. For an earlier generation, that meant gathering around the family radio to enjoy radio programs together. Perhaps the most stunning example of how audio programs affected people was Orson Welles's rendition of The War of the Worlds, a 1938 Halloween broadcast, which purportedly caused a nationwide panic. However, there were many positive radio shows as well, particularly ones that celebrated Christmas. Today, audio podcasts are all the rage and have more or less replaced traditional radio programs. This is not surprising since we live in an era of convenience when everything is on demand instead of our having to tune in at certain times to catch something. I recently had the pleasure of listening to one of the most powerful renditions of Charles Dickens's classic Christmas tale, A Christmas Carol, but in an audio podcast format. Titled Scrooge, A Christmas Carol, this splendid podcast is divided into four parts, each of which averages out to be around 30 minutes. As the podcast's creator and producer, Mark Ramsey, explains, everyone knows the story of Scrooge in A Christmas Carol. We have seen the movies and stage shows and read the book. But there has never been an all-star, full-cast dramatic audio adaptation of the story produced in the U.S. in podcast form until now. This is not just a retelling of a familiar tale. This original adaptation by Paul Cuscieri adds new elements, which bring to life more of the story's central themes: the importance of hope, the gift of forgiveness, compassion for others in need, and the miracle of redemption. Families have never heard the story told this way before by a cast of familiar names and voices. Although this classic tale is indeed well known, I love this spin on it. Yes, it is still focused on Ebenezer Scrooge, the self-centered, materialistic miser we all hate at first, and then grow to admire as he goes through a powerful positive transformation and redemption. However, this audio version offers a fresh new approach to the classic tale. A Lonely Soul. It begins in London on December 24, 1836, with the narrator giving a brief background on some of the main characters and explaining that Ebenezer Scrooge has been attending to the affairs of his recently deceased mentor, Jacob Marley. Scrooge wasn't only Jacob's executor, but also his only friend in life. In other words, we get the impression that both men were rather lonely souls. During this first opening chapter, titled Ebenezer Scrooge and His Unexpected Visit from Jacob Marley, we learn through Scrooge's various interactions with people that he disdains Christmas. He feels that it's a worthless, sanctimonious holiday with no pragmatic value. He also detests anything bright and cheery, considering these sorts of things annoying and unrealistic. For example, when a couple of men come to his office and announce that they are accepting donations to feed and clothe impoverished children, Scrooge has his underpaid clerk Bob Cratchit dismiss them. And when Scrooge's cheery nephew Frederick shows up to invite him to their annual Christmas party, he rudely turns down the offer. When Scrooge finishes up with the day's office work, he retires to his manor. However, that night in particular seems exceptionally dark. He also hears some strange bumps in the night and proceeds to check and double-check every nook and cranny of his house. Ghosts and spirits. Suddenly, the ghostly visage of Jacob Marley appears, wrapped in heavy chains which correlate to how greedy and uncaring he was during his lifetime. Jacob portends that Scrooge will be visited by three spirits during the night, representing the past, present, and future. A little later, the first of the spirits, the ghost of Christmas past, appears and spirits Scrooge away. They visit his past as a lonely young boy. It shows his positive relationship with his sister Fan. It also shows the terrible circumstances that his father was in, and how he corrupted his son's sense of innocence, forever changing his perspective on life. A talented boy, Scrooge was seduced away from a potentially positive role model by Jacob, who promised power, prestige, and wealth in the place of compassion, love, and family. he also turned down a woman named Elizabeth, who'd fallen in love with him. Next, the Ghost of Christmas Present takes Scrooge on a contemporary trip as they first visit his nephew Frederick's joyous Christmas party that he turned down earlier. Then they drop in on the poor yet loving Cratchit family, and finally, the dismal grave of his father. Finally, things culminate with the appearance of the Ghost of Christmas Future, which shows him the frightening potential effects of his actions. Does he still have a chance, or is it too late to turn back? I won't spoil it for those who haven't experienced the classic tale. Great sound design. What immediately struck me about this first-rate production was how incredibly immersive the sound design was. From the clomping of horseshoes on cobblestone streets to the rich cacophony of people chatting in the background, this made my imagination run wild and populate each scene with images. The voice acting was also impeccable, with mostly convincing English accents and no sign of the squeaky valley girl tripe that is all too common these days. This is the kind of quality sound that one should listen to with a pair of good headphones in order to truly appreciate it. And then there are the timeless, non-preachy lessons that this particular Dickens tale is known for throughout the world. These include being patient with others and never giving up hope on even the most jaded folks among us. There are also the inspirational themes of hope, self-realization, compassion, and eventual redemption through one's good deeds. You may have seen these same themes emulated in many films and other forms of media. However, this story is one of their original sources. If you're looking for an uplifting and updated classic Christmas tale that you can listen to any time of the year, you can do no better than Scrooge, A Christmas Carol. Scrooge, A Christmas Carol is available on Google Podcast, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Scrooge, A Christmas Carol. Director, Mark Ramsey. Starring, Sean Astin, Ben Barnes, Jessica Britton. Not rated. Running time, 1 hour, 59 minutes. Release date, November 11, 2023. Rated, 4.5 stars out of 5. Would you like to see other kinds of arts and culture articles? Please email us your story ideas or feedback at features@epictimes.nyc.